This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Hey, listen, before I forget, folks, I want to say, first of all, thanks to the Brio Box guys. I'm not getting paid for this, but thank you for sending me my holiday Brio Box. And also, PeteCorielli.com. I'm still out there. More dates coming. Omaha, Nebraska. St. Louis coming your way. Toronto, Montreal, San Antonio, San Diego. Again, PeteCorielli.com. Get yourself some ticks, baby. Now back to the cast.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the Pete and Sebastian Show. We are remote. We had a little speed bump in the Pete and Sebastian Show. I came down with COVID. Pete was in Los Angeles. We had five guests, I believe, lined up. We had to cancel all those guests due to the fact that I came down with COVID. And I got to tell you, bro.
Yeah.
This hit me harder than it hit me before. I don't know what the hell was in this COVID, but it was Jesus. I don't know when this started as far as body aches when you got sick. I don't remember ever getting sick and my body hurting. I remember you getting a fever, you get a stuffed up nose, you get a cough. But I didn't remember getting out of bed and going, whoa, what's wrong with my back?
Wow.
It wasn't good experience for me.
We got to get into this. I believe it or not, when we started this cast, I saw the text with you and Patrick, and he was saying, is it all right if I'm in the room? I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? I already forgot that you had it because this shit comes left and right with everybody, right? So now I've had a flu. I've had a flu where my body's achy. You could even buy the bottle on the shelf at the drugstore that says for achy body, you know? So that's a real thing. My question to you is, if there was never a COVID, right? Never existed. Would you just be telling me right now, bro, I had a bad flu? Or would you be saying, I had something I never had before?
Yeah, something I never had before.
Really?
I'm just going to toss this out there. No conspiracy theory, no nothing. But you know what I felt like I had? You know what I felt like I had?
What?
Man-made.
What?
Man-made.
Man. Listen, we don't get political, but I mean, I don't see how anybody could root for China in the Olympics ever again.
Here we go.
Is that what you said, man-made guy? What does that mean? In Jersey? I mean, you're saying the same thing. No. Maybe not. Maybe not.
I'm trying to figure. By the way, just a full disclosure, if you're listening to this podcast, I am working with new in-ear headphones right now. And you know what? You get these custom made. I was going to try to wear these while I was doing stand-up, so you wouldn't have. What are you looking at?
Me? Thank you.
No,
I'm not doing anything. That's Patrick.
No, you were looking down.
That's Patrick. He's because he did something with my screen. Yeah, I'm sitting there going, the guy's going on iTunes on my computer in the middle of the show. Can him. All right. Anyway, continue, dude. So, I mean, that's like scary. Isn't that scary that you think you had a disease that a man made specifically to put men and women down? What the fuck is that? Hold on. Now I hear my... What the... Patrick, can you shut that down?
What do you got, Bruce Springsteen in the fucking headphones?
All right, sorry.
Before I get into COVID, I was describing these in-ear headphones I have, right?
Okay.
And I was going to use them for stand-up because I didn't want, like, monitors on the... You know, when you do a theater, you got those monitors on the stage. I don't like the way that looks. It looks sloppy to me. I want a clean look on stage. So I figure, okay, let me try these in-ears, and that eliminates the monitors because now I hear myself in my head, right? Mm-hmm. Well, they come and they squeeze these, you know, they custom make them. They come and put this wax in your ear and fill up your whole ear, and then they take out a mold, and then they create these in-ears from the mold, right? The problem with me, right, once you start doing this stuff in my world, right, it never works. Yeah. You do this in Bruce Springsteen's head, or you do this in Beyonce's ears. When they put them in the ear, it's like, oh, it's beautiful, fits. I try to put these back in my ear. I feel like I got somebody else's ear molds, right? Nothing fits. It's hanging out. It hurts. Why? Right?
Right, right. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. Do you have the right and the left and the left and the right? I mean, maybe Bruce didn't like his the first couple times. But how are you going to hear the crowd laughing?
These have microphones in them. I've already tested them out. So it's quite remarkable, the technology. So if I'm talking to somebody in the front row, these basically act as ears. There's microphones in each ear. And I could hear that person talk to me, and their voice goes through the microphone into my ear. So it's like beautiful. But it's just...
Now, yeah.
When you wear these on stage, you have to wear two, like... here, I'll show you. Oh, wow. I'm attached to this thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus.
Like a fucking puppet. Marionette.
I can't even move right there. Thanks. So here, you got to wear this pack on you. You got to wear this on you while you're performing, and you also have to wear this one. So it's just like too much shit hanging off your belt to wear. I'm like, forget it. So I'm like, all right, let me try it for the podcast, which I like them. It's just it should be a little bit more comfortable to wear. But anyway, I'm working with these, and we'll see what happens. I saw what's-his-name has these. Tom Segura has these, and it looks like his is, like, in his ear. Mine look like they're falling out, like I got, like, a fucking brain tumor coming out of my ear.
I can't see much anyway that well. Looks all right to me. So that's it. So you're scrapping doing that on stage, but you're messing around with them possibly for the cast. This is fascinating to me what you were saying, because I don't know if you were just using those performers like Springsteen as a random example, but are there performers that choose to do that and then wearing those packs like that?
Yeah.
Probably dancing too, like beyond. Like, listen, this is interesting because I got for Christmas, someone got me a heated vest, which I love. But with it, you got to have a battery in your pocket about the size of one of those puppies. And then every time I come home, I got to make sure I go charge my battery if I want my vest to be hot when I walk again. So maybe that's like, and I'm starting to get used to it being there now. So I don't know, maybe after a couple of shows, do a few warm-up shows in the middle of nowhere, you'd be like, I don't feel the pack anymore. It's not even there.
Yeah, it's some getting used to. I want to jump on your heated vest, though. Who bought you a heated vest?
My brother-in-law.
Okay, is this...
Yeah, my...
Is this a... you know, for Christmas, you get a gift and people go, we didn't know what to get you, so we got you a heated vest. Are you wearing this because it's like, a family member gave it to me? Or did you open the gift up and go, heated vest? You gotta be shitting me.
Well, listen, I do that with everything I get, but great question. But no... I did say heated vest because I had gotten Jackie one last year. She returned it, which I thought was a bad call. But my brother-in-law is Jackie's brother who got it for me, and his son plays hockey. And he's like, yeah, man, one of the parents started getting it, and then we all did. It's just great when you're sitting in that hockey rink. You just put that thing on, you turn that thing on, it keeps you warm. So I was like, yeah, I'll try it, where I walk the dog and stuff. So I put it on, and, you know, you got light blue is a little warm, dark blue is a little warmer, and red is hot. And there's two buttons. I double red. Then I put a sweater and a jacket on. And as I'm walking the dog, it's almost giving me like a, like it's like a heated massage on my back as I go block to block. Battery dies fast on this bitch, though, you know? If you go skiing in it, you're going to have to recharge your vest over lunch.
Yeah, I've tried the heated jacket, and I have to admit, bro, I think this is a scam.
Yeah, well, in what way, bro? You didn't feel the heat? You didn't feel the heat?
It don't work. Like, if you're telling me you put a heated jacket, I put this thing on, I better be sweating where I got to turn it down a little bit. Like, yeah. I had to ask the person that gave it to me. I was using this on the set of Bookie because we were doing night shoots, and it was cold. And they gave it to me. And if I have to ask, is this the highest it goes? It don't work.
Well, yeah. But first of all, you got to have it close to the skin. It can't fight through a wool sweater. It ain't a miracle worker. Okay?
But well, close to the skin. Are you naked with this thing?
No. I'm saying you put it, you first lay it, then you put shit over it, which makes it just press to your skin even more. So that's one. And then two, yeah, I mean, it's 20 degrees out. You can't put this thing on and think you're in Miami. That's not how it works. But you're going to feel like you got hot chocolate constantly rolling down your throat. I mean, I can't believe you didn't feel it, bro. I'm really surprised.
No, I didn't feel hot chocolate at all, bro.
You must have had a faulty jacket. Luckily, there'll be a season two. Maybe they'll upgrade the jacket for season two. Is there any Bookie merch? Like, no. I'm not getting no jacket mail or a sweatshirt or nothing from Bookie.
And nothing.
What?
You're lucky I got a second season, let alone a hat. Hold on 1 second.
All right, go ahead. Fix you. Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5, you ready for this, into $200 instantly in bonus bets. You can bet baseball, you can bet NBA, or just bet on the Super Bowl. DraftKings has hundreds of prop bets and will let you play either side of the game, the over or the under, or take the spread. Make the game a lot more interesting. I have a buddy who bets all the time. I mean, you know, literally his wife came in. She goes, are you betting on the game? He goes, I wouldn't be watching it if I wasn't. So do yourself a favor. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code THECAST. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58.
New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with the code THECAST. The crown is yours.
A gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPE-NEW-YORK 47369. In Connecticut, help is available for a problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after insurance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
1 second. I got to fix this fucking ear thing. Unbelievable, bro. Like, I don't know. I see these people using these on stage. They're in and out, no problem. You would think I was screwing in.
Yeah. I don't mean to be rude here, but like I've seen, which has fascinated me and I've wanted to do it, I've seen a video where they wax the ear. They put all that shit in there and then they got like a cute stick and they let it dry and then they rip the stick out and like all this hair comes out of the guy's ear. And I feel like if I did that, I feel like I'd be able to hear like a fucking bear or something. So with you, no disrespect, we're going to wax. We got to do a double wax. The first wax gets the forest out of your eardrum, and then the second wax molds the ear. Or did they, like, because, you know, did you see the wax at the end? Was it loaded in hair?
I'm glad you bring this up because this goes out to a lot of the married couples out there. Every now and then I see a husband, he's got hair coming out of his nose, like long, you know, like stalactites, right? Or he's got like long hairs coming out of his eyebrows, and then he's got a bush in his ears. Now, this is the wife's responsibility to look at that and go, what the fuck is in you? So Lana, she just did it the other day. I had five or six stragglers coming out of my ear. She goes, get over here. I got to take care of that. So she basically grooms me like an ape. She plucks my ears. If I got a straggler here, she takes it out. So she's responsible for that. Now, I know one guy, and he's a little older, and he's got hair coming out of every hole this guy's got, right? And the wife, I don't know if she's just sitting there going, it's a lost cause. Like, I don't know if it gets to a point where you got 83 hairs coming out of your ear, and she's like, I ain't plucking 83 hairs out of this guy's left ear every night.
You listen, exactly what you're saying. I've seen it in stores when I used to live in New York City, especially old man comes in with the eyebrows a mess. When I see that, sadly, my thought is nobody loves him anymore. There's nobody looking at this guy going, like, let's fix this. Everyone's like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, so it's not when you give up on yourself. When is Lana going to give up on you and your kids aren't around? Maybe your kids are away or living their lives in another state. You're just roaming the streets, vines coming out of your ear. Yeah.
There's no love anymore. There's no love anymore. You know what? I forgot what I have to do for this. I forgot there's a method to put these in. I have to open up my mouth and put them in and then close it. One second.
Wow.
Bro. Look at that. Look at that. What the fuck,
bro? Do it again.
This one is beautiful. It's just resting in there like a little...
You didn't do that with the other one. You were yelling, what the fuck, as you put... Should I be doing that with my Raycons?
Okay, fuck.
Testing.
Oh, Jesus, you're coming in like you, bro. The way you're coming in right now, it's in the center of my brain. Wow.
It's just meeting from both sides, right in the middle, like boom.
Nice.
Bro, any idea where you think you picked up the big COVID again? I mean, Jesus, it's like, well, you're like good for, like, it's like a vacation once a year for you. You pick this up. Plus, you don't know any Chinese yet.
I get with the Chinese. Listen.
Yeah.
People ask, I don't understand this question. People go, where'd you get it? Where'd I get it? Like, you think I walked into a COVID factory and picked it up? I don't know. Somebody I came in contact with it had it, and I got it. Right? So there's...
Yeah.
I ain't catching it. So...
it's like it's out there, man.
It's out there. It's running rampant. I got it, and I'm glad I got it now. Although it did screw up our podcasting, but I'm glad I got it now because it would have sucked if I got it during filming of the bookie or I got it on tour where I had to cancel shows. But so sorry I screwed up your and by the way, when I called you, you were staying with a friend of yours, right?
Yeah, just for the night. I landed that day. Yeah.
Okay.
Doing the show.
Anything happen with you being a guest at somebody's house where you made a mental note and go,
Right.
I like this. I like that. I don't, you know, I should do this next time. Anything happen there?
The hospitality on their end is off the charts. So it's like it gets to a level where you're like, you got it down and nailing it. I mean, I open up the fridge and there's a six pack of Blue Moon. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, no, everything was great. And like I said, I was in and out, quick visit. and then to a hotel at the, I was so looking forward to, I was going to be at a hotel right at the bottom of the hill by you. I was going to watch the Bills game, get a little couple of fish tacos. But like you said too, man, you had tested negative at that moment. But, you know, those things can jump back lately. You get a negative, the next day you get a positive, and in the text you go, hey, God forbid, I don't want to, you know, put Andy Garcia in harm's way. Oh, my God, can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Andy's got to shut down his latest flick.
Latest flick. I mean, shit, you get guys up in age like that, you not only shut down their latest flick, you know, this guy could be on a respirator in 4 days, so...
Dude, I had a call with a guy my age. We had a business call, and he couldn't get the call. We're doing a Zoom with a few people. He's like, I got COVID. I can't get on the... I'm like, I never heard of COVID where you can't even take a Zoom call. Wow.
That was me. I couldn't either because I was coughing up a lung.
Wow, man. I'm glad you're on the mend, dude. I don't know. Jeez, what is going on with this?
I don't know.
Listen, I'll tell you. I didn't want to come at you hard right now with this. But, you know, I know you're going healthy for the new year, changing the life. And I'm no doctor, but I think I know what your biggest problem is. And let me be the guy pushing you over because I'm there now, bro. I'm officially plant-based. Plant-based guy. Yep. I'm practically in the fucking ballet over here. Just had meatballs yesterday. You ready for this? I'm this guy. You wouldn't even know it wasn't me.
What is... Because, bro, you tried this before with the back. And bro, it's the food I'm eating. That lasted now, 3 days. Now, all of a sudden, plant-based? Right. Come on, bro. Who are you kidding?
Well, listen. Here's the deal. About 2 weeks ago, Jackie saw a different doc on Netflix, came into the kitchen with the other aspect of it. You know, more about the animals and how dirty they are and how much... Again, I touched on that when I was going off that time on the cast. Like, how much they're taking up. And then I was coming home from L.A., and I had my TV on, and I caught a documentary on my Delta flight. It's about an hour and a half. And again, it was one of these puppies. But this one was really focusing in on these animals, okay? First of all, every piece of meat from poultry to beef, you get it, it's got fecal matter in it. It's boom, shit in it every time. They're shitting on themselves.
They sure are.
Do you know in North Carolina, bro, there are as many pigs as there are human beings? And get this, for every, like, let's say pigs give off 10 times the amount of shit, 100 times I think the amount of shit than we do, right? So for all the pigs in North Carolina, all their shit equals the amount of human shit up and down the entire East Coast. And that's all going back into the ground, into the water. I mean, I love bacon, I love ham, but at what cost, bro? So, and then, I'm sorry, man. I'm watching these freaking people on all these pills. They go plant-based. We cut back to them 2 weeks later. The lady's skipping down the sidewalk. I haven't had a pill in days. My blood pressure's down. And you go to the doctors, and they're like, I know what pills to give you to deal with this. I'm not getting into what you should eat. That's a whole different thing. But I can tell you when you do have this, this is what pills you should take. Just want to get you hooked. Doctors are not your friend, bro. You all that shit. So anyway, you know me. I'm on it for like 2 days. But I'm locked in this time. I'm locked in.
What are you eating?
Well, first Jackie made like a... She took, and again, once you start saying you're into it, other people come forward and say they're doing it and stuff, and they start giving you recipes. And here's the biggest thing, the number one thing that made me switch. It was what I sent to you. Remember when I sent you that thing with Steve Jobs, that little clip? I don't know if you watched that. I texted it to you.
Yeah.
And he was saying, when he was dying.
Oh, yeah.
At 57. And like the five things he learned that matter the most, you know, and it was like, it's not money, it was love and this, that. But the one thing he said, he's like, treat your food like medicine or someday you're going to be eating your medicine like food. And that was like... So now, when somebody suggests to us, like Jackie soaked up all these beans, pressed it really like a pancake, and baked it, and then you cut them in slices, and you put them in the toaster, and you take them out, and you add a little avocado, and you bite in, and it's like you're eating all bean, which is protein, with avocado. But more important, bro, you got to think, like, this is medicine, man. I ain't letting the doctor. I ain't going to be 80 or 75 doing my fucking pills. Fuck that, man. Don't let the doctors win, bro. If I'm going down, it's from weed. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, eat healthy. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to be preachy, but that's what I'm doing for now. I'm sure I'll bite into a goddamn ass turkey sub by Friday.
I applaud your new path. It's very, very admirable that you're going plant-based. All right?
Mayor Adams, New York City mayor. He's all, you see him? He was on the documentary. He switched to plant-based. Goes to see his doctor. The doctor's like, how's the diet going? How the pills going? He handed the doctor a big bag. There's your pills. I haven't taken them in 2 weeks. Because the doctor looked at his testicles. Everything's looking good. It's going down. And he's like, I didn't even take your pills, bro. I've been eating fake meatballs. I'm telling you, man, it's going to make some of those aches and pains go away.
I believe it. I'm not denying it. But then on the flip side, though, you're putting like all this carcinogens into your body with the pot. So what gives?
Carcinogens. Oh my God! Here we go.
Am I not right with the carcinogens?
Did you see that awesome stand up clip with Cat Williams? He said it best, right?
He said,
as far as weed goes, unless you got some medical problem, if you're just a regular person and you're not smoking weed, you know, then what? Something is wrong with you. It's a flower. God put it here for us. That's what it's there for. I don't know if he said this part. I may be adding this. Maybe he said it, whatever. But I feel like when you get to heaven, God's going to be like, oh, my God, why weren't you guys all smoking? I put it there for you.
He put pigs here, too, for us to eat. I don't know.
No, those were not for you. They were not for you.
Okay. No.
Look at your teeth. They're not meant to grind down meat, bro. Look at the most powerful animals in the world, a rhino, elephant. They're banging out bamboo and grass all day. They're not eating meat. You can walk right past an elephant. He's not going to bite you.
Yeah, but the elephant's not having a beautiful dinner with some Cabernet and a nice T-bone.
I know. Maybe you're a lost cause, but I'm telling you, our kids are going to grow up eating like fly pancakes. I'm telling you, dude.
Well,
that's why everyone's like Bill Gates. This is me talking now, though. But Bill Gates is like buying up all the farmland. And, you know, people are like, what's he doing with that? He can't make us eat fake meat. And I feel like Gates is like, yeah, I'm just trying to help everybody enjoy their retirement someday. You know?
Or he's looking at his bank account going, I don't know, maybe I'll just buy North America.
Well, all right. Hey, listen, enjoy your meat, bro.
I will. And I will welcome you back to the meat train next week.
Let me tell you, yesterday we had a wedding soup, what do you call that? With the meatballs? Yeah, with the meatballs.
Yeah.
I said to Jackie, because the meatballs, we couldn't believe it. Somebody gave us the recipe. I said, don't even tell Sadie. These aren't me. I want to see what happens. Because Sadie is not on board with this shit. She bites into it. Oh, it's a little spicy, Dad. You know, but I like them. It's a little embarrassing when someone thinks they're eating meat and they're not. You don't want to be a jerk and be like, it's not meat. So I still haven't told her, because we're having it again tonight. And if I tell her, then she won't. I could tell. Yeah, no, I could tell. And then she won't have it. It's all in the mind, bro.
What are they made of?
I forgot. I got to ask Jackie. She's got
Jesus
the recipe.
Christ.
Guy, what am I, the chef? I don't know what anything's made of, but I mean, Jack!
Jesus.
She's not around. I got to find out. But yeah, I'll get you the recipe. Dude, just do it for like a week, man. Get yourself a nutritionist and just do it for 1 week and report back to me, man. You'd be doing cartwheels, I think.
I'll try it.
Oh, you're saying, I see what you're saying though. You're saying it's not that you're not saying it's not going to work. You're just saying it's not worth not eating meats and all the wonderful things. So these people in the video, they're like full bore, like they won't do dairy because then they get into like the cows and all that. I'm doing just meat right now. I'm just doing meat and chicken. We'll see how that goes. Then they go to fish. There's mercury. Oh my God. What do you want to do? Just get on all fours and eat my own grass in my front lawn. That's it. With a water.
Well, what do you have? Like what's, if you can't have the meats and the chickens and the fishes, what are you eating for lunch? Say, what do you have for lunch?
Well, Jackie actually has one of those things I had mentioned before waiting for me. But I told her she didn't put all the meatballs in the wedding soup. So I'm going to smush a couple of them meatballs with a little avocado and a little tomato on a roll. And I'm going to have a meatball sub. Meatball sub. You know what I'm saying? Boom. And it's great because you eat it and then you're like, oh my God, I basically just had a salad in a sandwich. You really feel like... I got to be careful. I've only been doing it for like 2.5 days, but I do feel like very energetic, bro.
That's good. That's good.
All right.
I hope this lasts.
Me too. All me. Same
bone. Do it. The Pete and Sebastian Show.
Any problems on the airplane coming out west or going back east?
Actually, I got one that it's kind of winded here, but I need your input all the way through, and I want your opinion about, like, it got bad and it got ugly. So this last one going out to Portland, going out to L.A. was a nightmare, but right before that, because Buffalo had gotten hit a lot, all right? So I was coming back from... I was doing Long Island, and then I was at JFK Airport, and Buffalo had a snowstorm, and no flights. Everyone's flight was getting canceled. Mine was like at 8 a.m., and I woke up, and it still wasn't canceled, so I left the hotel. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll go for it. I get to JFK. Everything's canceled. Mine's still going. We get on. It's, you know, plane's packed. It's a small plane, and we freaking land at JFK in the middle of the snow. And when we come in, and everyone was quiet, when we land, it was like a little nerve-wracking, but we landed. And then we go in, and the airport's like, we can't believe that you guys came in. We've been closed for 12 hours. Next thing you know, they said the JFK flight's coming in. We had no idea why. No one stopped it. It was like they weren't expecting it. And it is coming down, right? Now, I live, as I said, about 50 minutes from the airport. Basically, you run along the lake... all the way towards Pennsylvania. And that runway where I live, that 50 minutes, it just gets blasted. It's called the snow belt. And like any part of that, you could be driving and have no snow, and then all of a sudden, you can't see. It's like really unpredictable. So I land, and the snow is so bad, it's coming down. Like I can't even believe we landed. So now I got to get my car from the parking spot. So I got to go out and get the shuttle. So I'm calling for the shuttle, and they leave a message saying, due to the storm, we closed. And I'm like, what the? Yeah, I'm trying to watch the F-bombs. I met a woman in Charlotte. She loves the show. She wishes I wouldn't curse as much. So I'm like, the shuttle's supposed to be 24 hours. You can't, my plane lands, but you're closed? What the fuck? So I go to the guy. Oh.
You just said he was just swearing, and then you just dropped one.
I know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're right.
Charlotte, I'm so sorry.
So I go to the guy doing the traffic, the cop there, and I was like, the parking spot's not bringing the shuttle. You think I could just still go there if I can get there and get my car out? Because I pay automatically anyway, you know? And he goes, yeah, right, I would think so. So I get a cab. I go, listen, I just got to go to the parking spot. It charges me double. It's so bad out. But he's like, I'll get you there. So we drive around just outside the airport. And there's what's the parking spot. Now, the parking spot, they freaking put all their shuttles barricading every entrance in and out of the place. So even if I got my car and paid, I couldn't get out. Now, the cabbie, I'm like, I don't know what to do. There's a hotel right next to me. I go, yeah, I'll get out here. So he leaves. I'm standing there. I don't even have boots on. Like, I got regular shoes on. I'm in the middle of a snowstorm in front of the parking spot that's not open. I'm like, holy shit. I walk to the hotel right there, like, snow up, like, foot and a half. I go inside, and the place is mobbed. People trying to get out. They know they can't get out, so they're playing cards in the lobby and this and that. So I call Jackie, and she's like, yeah, we'll clear here right now. The snow stopped, but I hear it. But the news says it's really bad from us to you, and it's only going to get worse. And this was like a Sunday. And Monday, everybody was off, so we were looking forward to watching a movie and shit. And I'm like, 50 minutes. I'm 50 minutes from my house. So I go, all right. I go, I guess I'll just get a hotel or something here. So I check online. Like I said, I'm right with the airport, Buffalo. And the only thing left was some dumpy motel. And it was like a half a mile away. And nothing was running. No Uber or nothing. So I would like walk. I'm like, oh, I'll walk to the McDonald's. Then I'll go in there and I'll warm up and they'll keep going. So I walk to the McDonald's. I get there. The McDonald's ain't open. Nothing's open. I'm like, holy shit. Now I'm halfway. I'm going to be that guy that dies on the shoulder. So then I run to like a little gas station and the guy unlocks it, lets me warm up in there long enough to like I can make it to the hotel.
And wait a minute. This is with luggage?
I only have a backpack. I pack so light. Jackie got me this new backpack for Christmas. Awesome. So that's all I have. And I get to the hotel, I check in, and I call Jackie. I'm sorry if I'm making this long-winded, but now I'm in the hotel, in a dumpy hotel in Buffalo, looking outside, and she's like, it's like 11 in the morning, and she's like, I'm going to talk to my dad. If he's up to it, we're gonna go for it. We're going to try and come get you. So I was like, all right, but, you know, don't risk your life just to get here. If it's bad, we'll turn off. If it's bad, we'll turn off. I'll let you know. Let me see what my dad says. So she calls the dad. And now, meanwhile, they got, like, the restaurant down below is at least open. They got the game on. I'm like, this is a shitty situation. I'd rather be home, but everybody's safe. Everybody's fine. So she calls back. We're going to go for it. I'm like, are you sure? I go, it's not too bad where I am. And she's like, it's not too bad here. I mean, the news says it could be a little rough along the way. We're going to go for it. And like I said, if it's bad, we'll turn around. Okay. They call me like a half hour later. We're on our way. Here we go. So then about a half hour later, they call back. So far, it's not bad. Now, it takes about, like I said, 45 to 50 minutes to get to me. So then about 10 minutes after that, I'm looking on my phone and it's like coming up. Throughways closed for commercial cars. Stay off at all costs, blah, blah, blah. So I call back. And every time I call, her father's driving. The guy's 86 years old. 86, driving a pickup. And every time, she's like, hey, it's good. So now I call. I go, how's it going? We can't talk right now. I can't talk. Right, people? We got both eyes on the road. We can't talk right now. You know, now it's like Cole Clooney in a perfect storm when he's fucking on the boat and the waves are hitting. There's no fish. We're dying.
She's not going to let us out.
So I'm like, now I'm in my thing. Like, I don't need this shit. I don't need to worry if my father-in-law and wife are dying. We, you know? So I got find my phone. So I'm watching Jackie. And they ain't moving now. They just stopped. And it's the throughway. So I'm like, holy shit. So call back. And she's like, we white it out. We can't see anything. We cannot see a thing in front of us. We're following a cop. And then he turned off. And now we got nothing. Oh, wait, dad, there's the road. There's the road, dad. Go, 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 go. And then they just start following the road again. She goes, I gotta go. We'll call you back. And then, like, you know, and then she's like, we'll get back on. Okay, we stopped. There's a line of us. Someone must have, there's a couple trailers off to the side that are on their side. We're all going slow, straight ahead, but we stopped for a moment. I don't know what's going on. We can't see anything, but you're following the car in front of you, right? And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh my God, are you seriously going to be ungrateful right now? We're coming to get you. And that's what you're saying to me, Pete, on the phone? That's just yelling at me, right? And I'm like, oh, I thought you said you were going to get off. Where was I going to get off? We couldn't get off. So I'm not saying anything. Okay. I'll talk to you later. So then I hang up and I'm waiting. I'm just sitting in this dumpy room watching them. And I'm exhausted, worrying. And then finally I see them start to move again. So She gets back on. She calls me. She's like, is there anything by you? I go, the snow stopped here. I go, it's clear. It's just windy as hell, but there's no more snow right now. It's freezing. All right, Dad, it's apparently Pete says it's okay where he is. So, you know, they keep going. And finally, it takes them 2.5 hours. And she's like, we're almost here. We just got out of it. It was like a wall. It just cleared. It was like, we couldn't believe it. It's like paradise. For an hour, we couldn't see. We thought we were going to die. And oh my God, it's so crazy. When we pull up, we're going to run in and use the bathroom, and then we'll leave. Oh, yeah, because the last time we were fighting on the phone, not fighting, but she was yelling at me. I go, well, what are you guys going to do when you get here? Sleep in a room with me? Like, why didn't you, you know? So when she gets there, they go to the restroom, they come out, and Jackie's like, you don't understand. We were on the throughway, and sometimes there's like 11 miles between exits. And like a mile past an exit, it just turned. And you couldn't see anything. So then you couldn't get off. And then when you finally got to the exit where you could get off, it was all, you couldn't see it. You didn't know where it was. Nobody was getting off. The road was closed, man. So you're like, you're just better off just going. So they're like, all right, get in. We're going to go back, but we're going to take a smaller road, Route 5. And I'm in the back. And that we're going. Now we're leaving the airport. And it's fine, you know? And they're like, oh, it's going to turn. Don't worry. And my father-in-law is amazing. And this guy's 80 freaking 6 years old. And he's like, Jesus, Peter, we should have got you a beer back there. Calm down. We'll be fine, you know? And then, bro, all of a sudden, you see it. Like, just a wall, like a monster. And my father-in-law's like, here we go. Everybody ready? Let's go. And you get into this thing, and you can't see. You can't see anything. My father-in-law is driving. It's so bad that the wipers are collecting ice, so he's got to keep stopping on the middle of the road. And him and Jackie, because I'm in the back, they quick pop out, banging the ice off the wipers, like, you know, when you smack them, so the, you know, and then they get back in, they go, but you got to do it quick because the semi might be coming up behind you and not see you. Oh, fucking shit. Fuck, man. And at one point you're going and you can barely see the pavement. And then finally, bro, you couldn't see anything. Nothing. Everything was just white. And I'm like, Mike, you got to stop. Mike, stop. You got to stop. And he's like, I can't stop. If I stop, you're never going to get out of here. So he's doing like 10. He's doing 10 miles an hour just into fucking nothing, bro. An abyss. But then like within 5 seconds of that, you just see a tiny bit of plowed pavement right there. Oh, right there. Follow that. Like, oh, you'll see a house. There's a house there right there. Just enough of something. And it was like this for an hour and a half. Took us 2.5 hours to get home. So this is an 86-year-old man.
Why you don't just spend the night? Your car is still there. You got to go back anyway.
Bro, all my point. Because it was clear where Jackie was, and it was clear where I was. So she said, we'll go. If it's bad, we'll turn around. And they didn't turn around. And I told you why they said they didn't turn around. But, like, I can't say any of that. If I say that, they make it sound like she makes it sound like she rescued me from a burning building. Oh, Pete, you're going to hit me with this? I told you we couldn't turn around. I mean, you're so ungrateful. We came all the way there to get you. All the way there. What do you think? I was huddled in a fucking homemade igloo trying to keep warm from... I mean, I appreciate the effort, but the judgment was just way off. We're too old to be doing that. My father-in-law is 86 years old, bro. He just drove 5 hours in a fucking whiteout at 86 years old. How's your Sunday? Is that what you want to be doing at 86? Lastly, bro, I couldn't even watch TV that night because I was so mentally drained from watching them find my phone app for 2.5 hours, and then from fighting for my life looking through a windshield for 2.5 hours. I was just...
Well, you gotta go back anyway to get the car.
I know. I got one of my closest friends works right by the parking spot. And the next day... Oh, yeah, this is a great thing, right? So the next day was Monday, and he's like, I could drop you up there, no problem. So I get in with him. He's got to pick up. I bring my shovel... and I'm wearing my Uggs because I figure I might have to dig myself out of a parking spot. Now, it's still coming down, believe it or not, like a light flakes, still coming down, but the plows have been out for a while doing their thing. He drops me off. He goes, you want me to take your car? I go, nah, just drop me off here. I'll walk in and get it. He drops me off at the parking spot. He leaves. I go to walk in. Fucking lady, sorry for the cursing, behind the booth. She sees me. I got my shovel. And she goes, pulls down the window, slides. She goes, where are you going? I go, hey, just gonna dig my car out and get out of here. And she goes, you can't walk to your car. They're out there plowing right now. And for safety purposes, you can't walk to your car. You got to take the shuttle. I go, my car is right there, lady. You got to take the shuttle. You got to go to the airport, get the shuttle to come back here. You know what I did, bro? I haven't done this in years. I got the shovel. I look, I go, yeah, honey, go call the cops. And I fucking walk. I will call. Yeah, go ahead. And I just start walking. And she goes, I'm calling him. Jesus Christ. And she gets on the walkie.
He's coming back there. He's just walking. I'm calling the cops. He's coming.
And I'm like, this lady's nuts. I go back there. There's one guy with a bobcat, scooping up snow. And I go to get my car, dig it out. I'm like, no, this, in my head, I'm like, there's no way. I mean, people are stealing from TVs from Walmart. They ain't getting arrested. Yeah. You think the cops coming here, right?
Because you walked.
So no one comes. I walk to my car. I get it out. I drive back up. I was going to go out the other side where I don't have to deal with her. But instead, I drive up to her. And real nice, just like this. Right? I put the window down. I go, miss, I landed yesterday at noon. A cab dropped me off here. You barricaded the entrances so I couldn't get out. I'm standing in a snowstorm in my shoes. I got to walk a half a mile in a blizzard to a dumpy hotel. Spend the night. My father-in-law picks me up. I come back here. I got my shovel ready. All I want to do is get my goddamn car out. And you're going to call the cops on me? I mean, what's wrong with you? And she goes, well, I didn't call them, but you could get hurt back there. I know what you're saying, lady, but you're going to call the cops on me for getting my car out? Jesus Christ, you shouldn't have been closed. I know. You want a water? She said, you, because they give you free water. I go, no, I don't want a water. Calm down. And I drove off. But, dude, you don't, it's those winters wear me out.
Listen, I don't understand, and I don't know when this started, where water is supposed to, like, take care of everything, right? Like, you get in an argument, and at the end, they go, you want a water? Like, all of a sudden, you go, oh, yeah, nah. Yeah, give me a water. This is a, what the fuck am I thinking? You know, like, why is it water that's supposed to take care of everything?
Maybe I used to be a cigarette. What?
No, not it's like your flight's canceled. Oh, really? You want a water?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give me water. Thank God you asked me for the water, because then if you, you know, if you didn't have that, I would have been really mad. Like, what the fuck is with this water shit?
I know, man, you know? And again, I don't want to be that guy, but if you look at the documentary, the plastic particles in those plastic water bottles. Bro, I'm practically Joe Rogan over here. It's unbelievable with the information I'm doling out. that was the story. And it's just, I mean, I literally, you know, you're just constantly worried about the weather in the winter around here, getting out, getting in. So that's that.
Well, you know, Jackie fights the elements with their father to come and get you, which shows to me you have a wife that was willing to put herself and her father at risk to come and get you. And that brings me to my point. When you get sick, or when Jackie gets sick, who is the better nurse in your marriage? Like, who's better at taking care of the other person?
Oh, she is. She is, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Okay.
Not in a nurturing way, though. In a what's best to do to get you better way. So, you know, she's not going to sit there and pat your forehead with a warm washcloth. At least not mine.
Yeah.
But she'll give you what you should have. How about you? Is Lana on it? Know what you should have? Who's better?
Well, I came down with COVID. And the night I came down with COVID, she's getting ready to go out. I go, where are you going? She goes, I'm going out to dinner. That dinner I told you about. I go, yeah, but that dinner was planned before I had COVID, right? She goes, yeah, but what am I going to do? You got COVID. You're in isolation. What am I going to do? I don't know. You know, what if I wake up, I can't breathe? right? There was like, there was not no like, it's like fend for yourself shit, bro, right?
Now, well, I mean, there was someone there to take care of the kids, obviously, so she wasn't like putting you in a situation where you had to be near the kids, just for the listeners to know. But I like Lana's attitude with this because I'm like tired of people making a big deal out of COVID. I mean, it's a thing you get now. I got dinner plans. Get an Afghan, curl up, watch a mob movie, and get some popcorn, guy.
I'm not saying I was like, oh, she's leaving.
You're saying it now.
I get it. I'm just saying.
Okay. It's very Italian. It's very Italian for older Italian men to think that everybody's got to stop their regular lifestyle until the head of the house is better.
Get the silver back up and running. Get him back out there.
You're not mauling Brando, guy. The whole family business doesn't come to a stop because you're blowing into a tissue.
So while I was in isolation, I came up with this idea. And I want to get your take. Sick kits.
Sick kits?
Kit. K-I-T-S. A sick kit. Now, because I'm not, when I get sick, I'm all over the map. I don't put a box of Kleenex next to the bed, right? Yeah. I'll it's in the bathroom, so I have to keep getting up to get it. Like, I feel like if I move the Kleenex to the side of the bed, that's almost telling me I'm going to be here for a while.
All right.
And I don't want to have that feeling where I got to, put the thermometer there. The bedside table becomes like a medicine chest. I don't want that look.
Right. Do you want, if someone walked in, they wouldn't even know there was a sick person in here?
Yeah, well, that's the look I'm going for. But I notice I don't have the right things readily available. So I made a kit where if you get sick, it's a bag. You just take the bag, and in the bag, there's a thermometer. Idea. There's vitamin C packets, NyQuil, Tylenol. What else did I put in there? Kleenex. I put Hall's Mentholyptus. I put in.
It sounds a lot like a medicine cabinet guy. I mean,
but it's in a bag. It's contained where I don't have to keep going to get shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get sick, you get your medical kit, and you go in the room, and you don't have to bother nobody, right? Because, if I need anything, my wife's at dinner.
Listen, I got it in the medical kit. I don't mean to be the bad guy like Shark Tank here, but you do have to, whether your wife is gone or not, you're going to have to use a restroom, right? You don't have a bathroom in your kit. So wherever that is, just keep all this stuff there. Oh, medicine cabinet. We already have it. Thank you for coming. Wish you good luck, but I'm going to pass.
You're passing on the medical kit? The sick kit?
Yeah. Hey, guy, Shark Tank, you should already be walking back down the hall. Yes. It's not making much sense, though. You do need to go to the bathroom. So why wouldn't all this stuff be where the bathroom is? It's great if you were camping and you want to bring a sick kit for camping.
We don't have medicine chests.
We have the cabinet. What do you have?
The guest house that you stayed in. There's no those mirrors. They don't open.
So you're saying people with guest houses need sick kits?
No. There's no mirror in any of the bathroom opens up in my house.
But where do you keep any kind of pills in your bathroom?
We have a closet in the laundry room that houses all of our medical supplies.
Wow. All right. Well, I mean, yeah, like, okay, we got a little closet, but it's like off my bathroom, but okay. All right, bro. I thought you were going to say you have like a crossword puzzle book. You got anything like that in this kit, or is it just all medicine?
This is all medicine, but you bring up another great idea of a little, I wouldn't call it a kit, I'd call it a bag. A bag of fun. Puzzles, right. Crosswords. Bro, I got to tell you this.
Yeah.
I'm getting in the Lego building.
Really? You are too.
Yeah, with my kids.
Yeah.
Why not knock out a... last time I went to Legoland, I saw the Titanic, the Lego set that you could build the Titanic. It's 5 feet long. Right?
Wow.
It's got like 15,000 pieces. I was like debating on whether or not to get it.
Wow, dude. You should just get it and put it in the COVID recovery room, because you usually get COVID once a year. To finish that thing at least a couple of years. Should. But no, now I'm thinking, if you really get into this sick kit, what you want to do is ahead of time prep, where you want to take a couple of things you've always wanted to do but never had the time. Like for me, I want to go through all my photos and put them in a photo album and then ditch the ones I don't need anymore. I put that in my sick kit. So then when I'm sick and I'm in a room, what should I do? All right, the photos, they're here. Like, you set up tasks that you're only going to do if you get the flu.
The problem with that is you don't necessarily feel like being productive sick.
You don't.
So
you don't.
I found myself laying in bed knocking out documentaries.
All right, I want to leave with one last thing that's just a comment that you got to know too. Okay, and this person I'm talking about also happens to have the Patreon, but I had somebody come up to me privately. I agreed to meet before a show. Very nice woman. And she comes backstage. And I'm not saying any names where I was, so I hope she doesn't think I'm like stepping on any toes. But I know you probably get all the time. I know you got such big venues, you can't really meet people. But the cast, you know, you hear everything from I was sick, or you got us through COVID, or I lost a loved one. And it really all matters. And it really does. And then this young lady said that she got a 2-year-old and she was in an abusive marriage. And she said that there were times that all she could do was get up in the middle of the night when he was sleeping and go out into the kitchen and put us on. Bro, I get teary-eyed just thinking about it. And just listening to us and hanging out with us was getting her through and making her strong enough to finally leave this slug. And I've seen you perform. I see Sebastian whenever I can. And you guys have meant so much to me. But those nights up alone, being able to sneak out into the kitchen and hang with you guys really helped get me through all of it. So, bro, you just have no idea. Bro, it means a lot to people. We appreciate it big time.
I got our new slogan.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
I am.
The Pete and Sebastian Show. Stopping domestic violence.
Oh, I love it, bro. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I mean,
I love it, dude. Stopping domestic. What is that? SDV, baby. SDV.
Boom. And you know, it's a shame that these fucking people got to go through this shit where this, whatever the reason, the man is beating the shit out of the woman. Never understood.
Oh, even
that.
Even verbally and all that, too. You know, leaning over, you're nothing, you're worthless.
Oh, God, yeah.
Zero. That's, you know?
It's total zero. Now she's got, Jesus. You know, and then what did she do? Leave him in the middle of the night?
Well, I mean, I had to do a show, bro. We didn't do a sit down with Maxwell House, you know? But she leave it. Yeah, it was Julia Roberts. Whenever he was sleeping, she was learning how to swim. And then she flushed a ring down the toilet, jumped in the ocean. He thought she drowned, but she swam away. Mm-hmm. Ever see that movie?
Great. Oh, yeah.
Movie.
Oh,
can we get her on with all your connections, bro? Julia Roberts.
My connections don't mean nothing, bro. All right? We barely got who we got.
We had Andy Garcia. Are we had him twice now. Twice. We had him.
I know.
Biggest. I love that man.
We had him, like, he was coming in the boat, bro. And all of a sudden, he shook off the hook. We will get this
My
back up and running.
Hair and beard was all just timed perfectly for Garcia. The length of everything was how I love it the most. Did you see his latest flick, by the way, Netflix, where he plays a doctor with this drug? Oh, man, another just flawless performance.
No, so we'll get I didn't see it. Unbelievable. I didn't see it, but we'll get him on again. Sorry about this hiccup that we're having, but it's all meant to be. You're listening to the Pete. You're watching the Pete and Sebastian show. Again, another episode in the bag. Join us over on Patreon for. I got a gift for Whitney Cummings. I got to give it to you, Patrick, to go get it. Oh, give it to her if you don't mind. Cool. I want to show you the gift on the start of the Patreon show. Tell me your thoughts. And check us out on Patreon, $5 a month. You know what you get over there? Whitney Cummings gift. Why wouldn't you join?
Yeah. I hear you. Bargain.
We held the greatest title in the whole world, babe. You lost that fight, Rock, for all the wrong reasons. You lost your edge. All right. I know your manager dying had you all messed up inside. But the truth is, you didn't look hungry. Now, when we fought, you had that eye of the tiger, man, the edge. And now you got to get it back. And the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. You know what I mean? Maybe we could win it back together. Eye of the Tiger.
Don't let the doctors win, bro. If I'm going down, it's from weed.